Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Our Twitter poll question of the day is brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the craft beer and car show, is back Sunday, October 24th at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. Today's question, barring injury, do you think Jalen Hurts will be the Eagles' starting quarterback all season? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Speaking of WIP, our next guest was the longtime program director of this station. He hired, of course, the three of us, the three knuckleheads that sit here in front of you, John, James, and I, and then said, I'm taking my talents to New York City, where he runs a fine radio station up there as well, 660 WFAN in New York. He is the
660 going old school.
Oh, yes. That's what I call it, 660. He is the maestro of the Reds to Ricky Sanchez podcast and one of the biggest 76ers fans around. Never afraid to share his opinion. Mr. Spike asking, how you been, Spike?
Hey, man, just hanging around, Boone and my Yanks, you know, the Aaron Boone contract extension, my Yankees. I'm
no,
good, man.
Yeah. Like, don't give me that, your Yankees. You don't get 28 titles or 27 or however many they have. You're still with the rest of his Spike with two, 1980 and 2008. That's all we got. All right, Spike, all right. Obviously, you know, thought of you this week when we knew this was going to be opening night for the Sixers and then the Ben Simmons thing. Let's start with your assessment of what has occurred with Ben this week, where you think it goes from here, and what a mess it is.
Well, I mean, it was always going to get here if they didn't trade him. The mistake number one was not trading him for James Harden. Mistake number two was not trading him at the draft. Mistake number three was not trading him right after the draft. And unless there is some sort of like three levels deep, you know, act going on where the Sixers knew he wasn't going to play, the agency knew he was going to do this, where they're all sort of playing us to make it seem like everybody's standing up for themselves. Like, he was never going to play in Philadelphia for the Sixers again. Never. No matter how much you find him, no matter how many times you threatened him, no matter how bad the trade market got, he was never going to face those guys on the team again. He was never going to face the fans again. It was always going to end up this way. And I guess that what I always thought was, if you're Daryl Morey trying to trade Ben Simmons and you're worried about value, I want to paint you the picture, Joe, of Friday night at the Wells Fargo Center, Ben Simmons coming back and playing there.
Yep.
And getting the reaction that he was going to get, and what we know about Ben Simmons. Like, what are the odds that he handles that well, you know, versus the odds that he handles it so poorly that his trade value is worse, you know?
Right. And well, Spike, to be clear, I agree with you. I think they waited too long, and I've stated that many times. But it is what it is. I mean, we're here. I mean, it is, you know, and that's where Spike, and a lot of people disagree with me, and that's fine. I think Joel yesterday did a disservice to Daryl Morey and the 76ers, because the Sixers have a strategy, which is try to utilize Ben in the meantime and then try to trade him for the most they can. And when Joel blasts Ben the way he did yesterday, I believe Joel Embiid basically spit in the face of the 76ers strategy.
Well, I'll agree with you and I'll disagree with you. I'll agree with you in that was not the greatest move. Like, you know, Joel wants to be a leader and Joel wants to be the best player on a championship team, Joel's got to sit there and do it with a straight face. Maybe he leaks things to Ramona Shelbourne that come out. Like, maybe he finds his way to get back at Ben, but he's got to be a face that does it. The other side, the place where I disagree with you, is that it does not make any difference. Like, what Joel Embiid said yesterday was never going to make a difference. The value of Ben Simmons, and I think I said this the last time I was on with you guys, the value of Ben Simmons is what it is because he is what he is as a player. And it's not going to change based on him having a good practice or a bad practice, or Joel Embiid saying he likes him or he doesn't like him. It is obvious to everyone, and the Sixers made it obvious when they suspended him for not trying in practice, you know, and for being disruptive in practice, that it's not going well. So whatever Joel says at the press conference, I just don't think it matters. Could he have handled it better? For sure. But does it matter? I don't think so.
All right, Spike, let me ask you this. You don't think Ben's going to play for the Sixers again. What do you think will happen tomorrow? The Sixers will be back in town. They have a practice scheduled. Doc is on the record saying we'll welcome him at practice. What do you think will happen tomorrow?
I think if Daryl Morey were smart, he would send Ben Simmons home and say, and stop worrying about finding him and all of that kind of stuff, and just say, sit at home and we'll figure it out when we figure it out. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
I hate that strategy, by the way. That to me
it's
feels
the only
like,
strategy. It's but, the but, only but strategy it's, is it's, to get people it, to try to forget.
It's letting Ben win. I can't pay Ben and not have his services. I can't.
It's not your money.
Yeah, but it's my team. It's my team.
But it's a worse team.
Well, okay. So he sent him home and he doesn't pay him. You feel better?
Yeah, I do, actually. Honestly, I'd rather they suspend him back to the Stone Age than pay him to sit on a couch. Yep.
I just don't care. It's not my money. And I'm a season ticket holder. It's not my money. I don't care. He'll be gone in 2 weeks.
So, Spike, you feel this is a better Sixers team without Ben present?
No. I think it's a better Sixers team with whatever you – hopefully with whatever you get for Ben Simmons, even if it's not Damian Lillard or Bradley Beal or anything like that. I think you can fill out a roster that gives the team more upside than it does with Simmons. Let me be clear, though. Anyone who watched that game last night knows that the Sixers are not in the league of either of those two teams.
No question.
Milwaukee was good already, but now they've won a championship, and they know what they are now. Like, there's a mile of difference between the Sixers and the Bucks right now and the Sixers and the Nets. So I think what we're talking about at this point with the Sixers is let's get it back on track. Like, let's stop being a blank show. Let's stop being an embarrassment for the league. Let's stop being like the joke of the league. It's great for us. It's amazing, like, from a content perspective, but from an organizational perspective, it's embarrassing. Like, they need to get it back on track. So, I don't even think like a championship is a discussion right now. Like, I don't even think you can have that discussion when this is going on.
What moves do you expect? What moves could make us and could put us in that championship discussion?
I don't know. It takes two things. It will take a trade for a perimeter star player, and it will take, as good as Embiid was last year, he's got to be better. Like, he's got to continue to get better. Because just watching what Giannis looked like last night wasn't even his best game. That guy is a monster right now. Like, that guy's a monster. And they need another star player, a perimeter player, and they need Embiid to level up again. Yeah, I've never been in this run of Sixers, you know, for the last 7 years or whatever.
Yep.
I've never been lower on their possibility of winning a championship than I am right now.
I think that's a great statement. I agree with you on that, Spike.
How much harder is it for Joel to be a star if he's the only star?
Oh, it's much harder, especially with the position that he plays. I think it's in today's NBA, being the only star player and being a center, you know, a post center, I think is pretty tough. But there's really, you know, you could say that Giannis is the only star on his team.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Chris Middleton is an all-star. Drew Holiday has been an all-star. But that team is built for Giannis. That team is organized around Giannis. And even though Middleton's not a star player, he's a very, very good player. He's better than Ben Simmons is. You know, he's better than Tobias Harris. So he's still better. So is Drew Holiday. So those two players are still better than whatever the second best player on the Sixers is.
Spike asking with us right now. Of course, Sixers start the season tonight. Spike, you mentioned earlier kind of in a prediction mode, you think Ben will be gone in 2 weeks. For what? I mean, give us like 2 to 3 scenarios of who they could get back.
You're not going to like the answers. No, only because I just don't think there's like an obvious trade that makes them much better right now. The trade that we keep coming back to, and Michael Connor has talked about this on a lot, is Minnesota is a team that actually wants him, like a lot. So are you able to get a few draft picks out of Minnesota and get Malik Beasley and Taurean Prince, or Malik Beasley and D'Angelo Russell, and then you're able to move Russell after this year, or Malik Beasley and Patrick Beverley? The key there is the picks, right? And then those players will fill out your roster and will make sense around Embiid. I don't like Russell at all, but Beasley makes a lot of sense. Beverly will make sense. Prince could make sense. You know, you could build a trade that makes sense. And speaking of Mike keeps talking about Ben for Kyrie. I just don't think the Nets would do it. I just don't think they're ready to let that ship sail. And if you're Kevin Durant or James Harden and you want to win a championship, you're looking at – I'd rather take my chances with Kyrie than invite Ben on.
Well, and the mandate up there where you are could change, Spike, by the time the NBA playoffs happen April, May, and June.
Sure. Yeah.
So even if Kyrie didn't play for 60 games, he could still play and be eligible in the final 20. I mean, that's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Spike,
yep.
Your season prediction, let's get to it. We know it's really tricky because we don't know like who they're going to trade Ben for and how long he'll be out or whatever. But 82 games, what's your prediction?
I mean, it's a guess. So let's say if I'm guessing that a trade like I just speculated happens with Ben, and I don't think a star trade is happening this year. So if those things are true, maybe they win 45 or 46 games, they're the sixth seed, and they lose in the first or second round. I mean, you know, that's if that is my – With the very little information I have, that seems like the most likely scenario.
Let me ask you one more question, Spike.
And by the way, before you do, they're in a position where if Embiid gets hurt for a month,
I know.
You might be a play-in team because the East is much better than it was last year.
And if he gets hurt for 2.5 months, you might miss the playoffs.
Yeah,
Spike. Let's just follow up on that sort of concept because your pick might startle some people. Because I think there's a lot of people that still think the Sixers are going to be a 50-win team. I don't.
Mm-mm.
I've been trying to tell people Ben Simmons is better than a lot of people have in their minds right now just because of how it ended and how disgusted we all are with him. I keep coming back to I believe he's the third best player on the team. A lot of people don't want to hear it. I mean, he is the third best player on the team, right? Let me put it another way. He is a top 30 to 35 player in the NBA, correct?
I don't think so. I think he's borderline top 40, but here's the problem. The problem is wherever you rank him in the regular season, do you believe you can win a championship with him playing 30 minutes a game on the court? And I don't. So what good is that, right? Like you get to the point where every other player you could imagine them winning a championship with.
But not these jokers that he could get traded for. They all stink.
Well, but they could be on the court. I think in the playoffs, Ben Simmons actively prevents you from winning. I think he actively prevents you from winning an important series because he can't touch the ball. I just can't think of another team where unless it's like, you know, the Hawks had Clint Capella, who's a rim-protecting center. You're not giving him the ball. But I cannot think of another situation where you would have a perimeter player who can't touch the ball in the playoffs. It's like embarrassing.
It just makes me wonder what's wrong with Minnesota that they actually won it.
Well, they're Minnesota, right? Like if you're a team like that, then you can't – like beggars can't be choosers. They're not going to attract anybody in free agency, I think, is the real issue. And they're trying to build a team that makes the playoffs. Like they haven't been, you know, they made it once, I think, with Jimmy Butler. But like they need, they're not aiming for a championship, yep, I don't think, right now. They're aiming to be, you know, a reasonable team. And Joe, to your point about Ben being the third best player on the Sixers, like if Ben Simmons was Jay Crowder, who's like, you know, the fifth or sixth best player on the Suns, they would win that series versus Atlanta last year. They wouldn't have lost. So is Ben Simmons better than Jay Crowder? Maybe. But I'd rather have a guy that plays defense and stands in the corner and shoots threes than if Ben Simmons was P.J. Tucker, they would have beaten the Hawks. Like, what good is it?
All right, Spike, final thing here. You've probably lost sight of this because you've been derelict around here for a while now. But the five-year anniversary of John James and I together is this week. So what are you going to get us on Friday? Are you going to have a great steakhouse cook-off, a meal for us? Like, Friday, what are you going to do for us?
The fact that you still have a job seems like gift enough.
Spike, stay well, buddy. Thanks, man.
All right, see you guys.
There he is, from the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast, Mr. Spike Askin. 215-592-9494, where you heard Spike's prediction for the season. Coming up, our predictions. 82 games, how many wins, where they finish in the conference. We'll hit that next. Plus all your calls, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.